Good morning, everyone. Let's pray. Father, we thank you we can gather in your precious name. We thank you for your word and help us to receive from you today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're in Psalm 123 and 124 today. You might say, why are we doing two? Well, Psalm 123 is only four verses. Psalm 124 is eight verses. So we are going to continue in the Psalms of Ascents as we go through these today. Psalm 123 has mercy in it three times. It starts out, unto you I lift up my eyes, and we will see that. O you who dwell in the heavens, and when we get to the end of Psalm 124, it's, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So we're going to be talking about help, we're going to be talking about mercy, we're going to be talking about, in 123, relief from contempt or shame or scoffing and so forth by the world. And then Psalm 124, the Lord is the defender or the defense of his people. So I was thinking of this song, surely goodness and mercy. The words there on the notes. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Let's sing along. Psalm 123, a song of ascents. Unto you, I lift up my eyes. O you who dwell in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. It's been said, in fact, I was talking to one of you this morning earlier, wherever we are in the scripture seems like it fits today, right? And this is 3,000 years old, so timely. But we see here in verse 1, I lift up my eyes to you who dwell in the heavens. That's so important. Who are you looking at? What are you looking at? If you're looking at man, you're looking in the wrong direction because that's all down. But here it says, lift up your eyes to the Lord who dwells in the heavens. Verse 2 has an interesting statement. We're to look to the Lord as eyes of servants. I like that. Servants, we are his servants, aren't we? As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters. And of course, he's our master. Now, it is thought in those days, especially when slavery was so widespread, that many people had a servant or a personal servant in their home and with them. And they would have hand signals. So the slave or the servant would be looking to the master for the hand signal because the master or the mistress would not want to break conversation or whatever they were doing with those around him, but, you know, they'd bring the coffee or whatever they was. I don't know what it was. But anyway, they would be watching their master or mistress's hands. And that's kind of a nice picture, isn't it? We want to see the hands of our master, don't we? Such loving hands and such beckoning hands and strong hands, right? Under his everlasting arms, right? And we do that, what? Until he has mercy on us. Well, I'm not quite sure what that means because, you know, he always has mercy. But I think we have to quiet down a little bit when we look at the Lord, don't we? And when we come to prayer, for example, we can't just start off, you know, 100 miles an hour in prayer, and we've kind of got to quiet down. We've kind of got to recognize who we're praying to. Not kind of, we do. And if we just start off blabbing out what's on our mind, it probably isn't going to be doing much, very, very much good. But it says here, until he has mercy on us, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. And, you know, I think of that in terms of our world. I think in terms of our nation, for sure. And I think in terms of us individually, believers and unbelievers, you know, because it fits everything. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And then the environment we're in, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. That means ridicule. That means scorn. How does the world look at you? You know, I've heard it said, I guess it's true. I heard this story that a person showed up at work. And they were asking to kind of introduce him and so forth, himself. And he said, well, I'm a Christian. And everybody goes, oh, that's not very exciting. And then another one later says, well, I'm a Rastafarian. And they said, oh, what's a Rastafarian? That's somebody who's worshiping some god in India or something or other. And that was really exciting. So they wanted to know about Rastafaria. They didn't want to know about Jesus Christ, right? So that's the world we're in, aren't we? Contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease. That means physically, probably, and power-wise, financially, fat cats, whatever you want to call them. And they are scorning us with the contempt of the proud, it says. So what do? Well, we lift up our eyes to the Lord, right? We look to him. In Psalm 124, the Lord, the defense of his people, this is attributed to David, a song of ascents. I think 4 of these 15 are attributed to David, but whoever the Spirit wrote through them, it's not significant in that regard, I don't think. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, Let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who is on or was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So if you think about the Israelites journeying to Jerusalem for feasts, they were required to go there 3 times a year and certainly once a year if they were far away. So they would have, many taken this trip back to Jerusalem, maybe some for the only time in their life, because depending on how far away they were, it was a lot of difficulties in traveling and so forth. But as they're coming now, we started out, they were in distress, remember? And then they started up the hill, and then they could say, we see, coming up the hill, we can see the temple, or at least moving in that direction. And then finally now they have arrived, and last week we had the joy of going to the house of the Lord, and now basically they're in the house of the Lord, or they're actually worshiping. Whether in the house or not, I don't know, but they are actually now worshiping the Lord, so that is the progression here. And they're giving the Lord thanks. If it had not been he was on our side, let Israel now say. Now, he repeats it again in verse 2. The first one is, let Israel now say. The second one, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive, and so forth. So we say, they say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Now, as you look around with all of the political stuff going on, if you don't tune in to the Lord being on our side, you're going to go nuts or worse. But he is on our side. And the men do rise up against us. And they would like to swallow Christians alive. They would like to eliminate Christianity. And I think that will be on the top of the list as we continue to go forward in these end times, that we will see so much coming against us, Christians. I don't think. In some places in the world, it's already started, has been going on, but not really in this nation. But it's coming. It's coming. You can see it all around and the rapid change in those things. Their wrath. They're angry. They're angry at you. They're angry at me. They look at us, and in fact, even non-political people who are not saved look at a Christian, and they don't like it. They don't like us, do they? Because we remind them of their sin. And if Christ is in you, a person who doesn't know the Lord, most of them hate Christ, right? So they're not going to like you. Well, I want to be liked by the world. Well, then you're not going to be a Christian, because it doesn't go together in that way, at least from that standpoint. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. And as we look around, we do see the tendency, and those of you who have been in a flood or have seen a flood, and when everything is dry and neat and clean, and the next thing that happens, it all gets covered with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 feet of water, and it is a mess. The water's overwhelming us. The stream would have gone over our soul. That means just totally wiped us out. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. So it repeats that again. That's pretty well the end of you if something goes over your soul. And now it turns into a praise. And, you know, every time we meet, every time we assemble as the body of Christ, we should be blessing him and praising him, right? Isn't that the purpose of it? It's not to come here Saturday morning to see what can I get out of it. I mean, I know the Lord will bless you, but that's not the main reason. We want to be blessing him, don't we? So blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey or food to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Thank you, Jesus. Our help, our Ezra, our help is in the name of the Lord. We need to make sure we have that stamped on our hearts, right? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of Jehovah or Yahweh, Almighty God, the three in one, who made heaven and earth. Father, how we thank you that our help is in you. And Lord, here we are to pray this morning. And would you direct our prayers in these areas of coming before you in praise and adoration, as well as in crying out for help, crying out for mercy, knowing that you are the one. And it is in your name we want to come, as you taught us to pray, Our Father, Lord Jesus, Our Father. Coming to you in the name of Jesus and in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, help us to come to you now and redeem these moments together in prayer. Let's pray. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing Christ is risen from the dead.
Sing Christ has
risen from the dead. Christ has risen, sing, Christ has risen, sing,
Christ has risen
from the dead. Father, we thank you for meeting us here today, Lord. Thank you that our prayer time is not limited to 1 hour a week. We thank you for the beauty of group prayer, Lord. Sometimes seems like it's a little scattered, but you are never scattered, Lord, and we can sense your presence when we're alone with you, or when we're with one other one, or with another five other ones, or another 10 or 15 or 20 other ones or more, Lord, and a beautiful thing. You tell us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and we thank you for meeting us here this morning. You've heard our prayers, Lord. We want to bless you. We want to cry out for mercy. Lord, I'm thinking of the hundreds, if not thousands, even maybe today in Afghanistan and other places are being led to decapitations. And yet we hear the reports of them singing praise songs. And Muslims reporting that the thing that turns a Muslim quicker to you than anything else is to see people dying in peace. To see them willingly laying down their lives for you, Lord, and knowing that apart from you there is no peace, there is no hope. There's no promise of anything except unknown. But Lord, those who will give their lives today, Lord, I know that in many cases they will save more at their death than they ever saved during their lifetime, and we thank you for that. So we pray for strength, Lord. We pray for backs to be strong. Our flesh wants to cry out, deliver them, but Lord, you are delivering them. You're delivering them to eternity with you, and soon to have those glorified bodies, all of us who are yours, Lord. And the life is not in these tents, but may our lives, as the Holy Spirit is residing in them, be proclaiming your word and that living hope that we have. And so, Lord, as we go our separate ways, may we shine. May we be bright, that light. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, glorify you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for meeting us here. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.